Everybody, it is Julian from the Stoke Source Radio Show here, and well, firstly, I'd like to welcome you to the show to this morning at 0100 hours UTC on a Tuesday, and well, we're kicking off the 25-year celebration here with Stoke Source, and I'm honoured to be the first one up, and of course, here's to 25 years of an on radio. That is a long time, you know. I've been here for like 17 weeks because this is the 17th episode, and well, 25 years is a long time. So I mean, that's really quite something to have this community at for 25 years, and it's still going very strong. Perhaps stronger than ever. I don't know. And I mean, you have people like Tobe who've been doing this for like 2,000, over 2,000 episodes, maybe, I don't know, 1,500, something like that, something crazy. And, well, it's massive. It's a cool thing. I want to thank everyone for jumping onto the show this morning and listening to the Stoke Source Radio Show and me talk rubbish and listen to good music. I mean, it's been really nice having people in comm supporting the show and talking and whatnot. It makes all the difference. It's nice to have people here and engaging. In Stoke Source news this morning, we've got some exciting news, and I'm about to tell you that. Your own DJ, Stoke Source, has got a job at the university on the Sunshine Coast where I live as the mail boy. I'm delivering the mail around the coast. And so it's a very odd thing how this all came about, actually. One day I was unemployed. Actually, last week, last episode 16, I was unemployed. And now I'm employed. And I wasn't looking for a job. I didn't apply anywhere. I was quite happy without a job. But a family friend was like, "Hey, I've got a job for you, actually, if you wanted it." And I was like, "Okay, like this could be good. This may not be good." Because previously I've worked at Domino's. And I was like, "Okay, I've had enough of this. I'd rather just not be here and focus on bigger things." But this one is a pretty cool job because I get to drive a buggy around the uni and just like deliver to all the different places, deliver the mail, pick up mail, sort through it, I don't know, load it up onto the different couriers that come through. And I've only done, first day was on Friday, and I think I've got a couple of days this week, but I have a very good feeling about it. I don't know why. I feel like it was just one of these random things that happened, but not an accident. Not an accident, I don't believe. Something that I've been thinking about with this whole university thing is I get to meet a lot of people, you know, traveling. I'm not stuck in one department because I literally go to every single department in the university. From, you know, chemistry to psychology to everywhere, literally everywhere. And so I get to meet a lot of people, a lot of professors, a lot of, you know, people who know what they're talking about in the subject. I mean, you'd hope so anyway. Maybe they don't. No, I'm sure they do. But the benefits of that is what I'm hoping is, like, you know, I can squeeze in a quick 10-second interview or something like that. And use it on the show or use it on some kind of content, you know what I mean? It's like, "Hey, how'd you start doing this? Or what do you think on this?" You know, if with their consent, of course. But like, there's a lot of things I could be doing. Another one of those ideas is maybe to see if they have a radio show going. And if they don't, then creating one for the uni. I don't know. There's a lot to think about, and I still haven't really thought much through. But yeah, that's the news. Here at the 25-year celebration, we're kicking off with Stoke Source Radio Show. I'm about to play some music, and I'm honored to be here this morning kicking off. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so something that I wanted to do for this episode, seeing as it is the 25-year celebration, I wanted to kick off by proposing a toast to SDF. And that would be at 19 minutes past 0-100 hours. So remember that. We're sitting at 5 minutes and 22 seconds, but at 19 minutes, I'm gonna come back in and be like, all right, this is when I'm having the toast, and you guys get to get a drink ready. So, you know, I guess this is your time to go into the kitchen and grab a tea, a beer, whatever you feel like having, and get that ready for 19 minutes past. Alrighty, this first track is from Mild High Club, and it's a new single. And following it is going to be an album coming out in September, I believe. But this is one of the singles. It's called Me, Myself, and Dollar Hell. And if you listen to the lyrics carefully, it's pretty interesting. It's talking about the state of the world, those kind of things. Bit political, I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But all of that aside, it's a really nice song. And it speaks to well. I like it. Here it is. I really like that song for a couple of reasons. There are elements that remind me of like a honky-tonk kind of thing. For example, I'm just going to take a snippet out of the song and show you in case you forgotten because it's only listening one time. Here it is. Sounds pretty freaky to me. So yeah, that like on the piano, it's like the octaves, or maybe not octaves, I don't know. But it's just super honky-tonk and then goes back to like this kind of not quite four on the four, but like it's not honky tonk, but it's got elements of it, and I really like how he merges those together. And it's something I'd like to do as well, you know, take elements of different genres and just plonk them into this song as like a little appearance. I think it adds a lot. But yeah, Mild High Club, he's still doing his thing. It's only one guy, but then he performs and gets friends on it. and he's killing it. You get that little organ kind of thing, harmonica, I don't even know what it is, at the end of the song, is super nice. Super nice outro. What can I say? I like the song. Something else I've noticed about Mild High Club is he has his vocals often quite low in the mix, which is quite unusual, but I mean, that's the way he likes it, obviously. It kind of suits the song. And in a way, makes you listen more because you want to hear what he's saying. So maybe it's clever, but maybe it's also like, oh, I can't really hear what he's saying. But I think it works quite well in his favor. The next track we have on today's episode is from Kingo Hamada. And I don't know how to pronounce the name of the song. It's a bunch of Chinese letters, whatever. But this guy brought us that dolphin song. Dolphin. I don't know however it goes. It's a great song, though. And, well, this is another track by him. And without further preamble, friends, here it is.
Mayu o yosete
You know, as I've said before, I really like Japanese music, and I think they're very talented, clever people when it comes to this kind of thing. I think my new music is quite influenced by this genre, but my old stuff not as much, but I really like it. I've started to fall in love with it a lot. Just the whole drum sound and the chords and all that kind of thing. It's really nice. Something I'd like to talk about really quickly is this saying that I found in my book. I have a little book of random stuff that I just write down. Stuff that I want to remember, ideas, whatnot. And I was flicking through it from, must have been months ago. And I was flicking through it yesterday, but I was looking at entries from months ago for what I'd written. And I saw this quote, and it was, I'll flick through it real quick. Stand on the shoulders of giants, something like that. I thought, hey, that's actually pretty good. Obviously, I didn't write that. I found it somewhere. I think it's quite a commonly used phrase. Okay, yeah, here it is. It's just stand on the shoulders of giants. That's all I wrote in the book. Anyway, I like that. I think too often maybe we try to create something so new and exciting and never done before. It's like, well, I'd rather just take what the greats have already done and just be like, well, that is amazing. I'm just going to do more of that. Or just, I don't know. I don't really know how I'm coming across with this, but it's just something I noticed in the book, and I was like, yeah, that's actually true. I don't need to make anything that's huge and prolific. Well, perhaps it can still be prolific without being completely new. You know, it's like you just take what you have and mold it into your own. I don't think that's old news either. The next song I'm going to play is one of my favorites of all time. It's a very nostalgic song, and I think it was one of David Bowie's prime times. It's called Young Americans. My dad, who is the benevolent dictator of the Banana Republic, he showed me this song, and I think it was the live version where Bowie was at some talk show. Maybe it was even Soul Train. I don't think it was Soul Train. But it was a talk show, and he was performing with his whole band, and he had this brown, classic brown suit on, and he was, you know, coked up, skinny Bowie. Maybe he wasn't coked up, but he was definitely classic Bowie. And it was such an iconic, timeless video. And I was like, damn, that is cool. That is rock and roll in my books. And his plastic soul, he called it, because he admitted that he can never produce the real kind of soul that the black people produced, you know, that they made. They really created that soul music. And he basically was like, you know, this is plastic soul. This is what I'm trying to recreate, what they have already done. And I love that he owned that so well. All right, everyone. It is 19 minutes past 0100 hours UTC, which means it is now time for the toast. If you have a drink with you, a tea, a water, a beer, whatever you have on you, let's raise our cups to 25 years at SDF. Cheers, everybody. I got an English breakfast next to me here. Well, there you go. Toast to SDF and everybody in it. All the radio shows, SMJ, who's running this community very well, and everyone in between. Here is Young Americans by David Bowie.
Pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. songs. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed Laverne there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken in a thing.
All night.
She was a young American. She finds a slinky back upon. He coughs as he passes, avoiding my sting. Heaven forbid she take anything but the freak and his title for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand, showing nothing. It swoops like a song. She cries, where are all Papa's heroes gone?
All night.
She wants a young American. A young American, all the way from Washington. Her breadwinner begs off the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years. Do we have to die for the 50 more?
All night.
He wants a young American.
Young American. Young American. He wants a young American. Oh,
all right.
All right.
But he wants a young. President Nixon, do you remember the bills you have to pay, or even yesterday? Have you been on America, just you and your idol, civil settled out?
Such a great, great song, and probably my favorite part is when he's like almost screaming into the mic, and it's about, I don't know, maybe a 3/4 of the way through, and he's just chatting about something or other. I think he says, "Mummy's got something, Daddy's got a Chrysler." It's like a very lyrical part. The next song you're going to hear from today's episode, and well, I suppose the last song you're going to hear, is Obla Dee Obla Da by the Beatles, a song that I really like, and I hope to cover very soon. I want to cover it live at like at a show where I have my band, because I have a really good drummer and a really good bass player, and that's doom 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 doom. I think it'll just be like the biggest groove. So I'm super excited to do that. But for now, here is the real version by the Beatles. Enjoy. Funny story, it's John Lennon in the background saying, thank you, you know, because apparently he didn't like that song at all. He despised it. So when the session was over, they'd obviously done the last take, he was like, thank you, and picked up on the mics and they kept it in. I thought that was so cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I've had fun, And here's to like 25 years of Anon Radio again, and of STF as a whole, everyone who makes it happen. It's a great, great community of people on here. And just remember that if Stoke Source isn't on your radio, is your radio really on? Alrighty, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.